This is Captain Bugle's knitting. Knitting, knitting, knitting. Cuthbert saying, what on earth are you knitting? And she said, I'm knitting a ladder. How can you knit a ladder? She said, well, it's a very special ladder. She said, I was reading the other day that thousands of spiders die in the bath. They get in the bath and it's so smooth, they can't climb up the side, they go up so far, have you watched them? And they fall down again. And she said, they starve to death or they get washed away. Depends how often people bath. And so she said, I'm knitting a ladder. So that the spiders that come into our house will feel at home and they'll be able to kind of climb up the ladder, get out of the bath and go on their way. And so she knitted this lovely long ladder, fixed it on the side of the bath and she said, now, any spiders around, you can get out of the bath and make your way wherever you want to go. And so they did. There was George. He was a big fat one. And he couldn't climb up the bath until he found the ladder. And then he climbed up the ladder out of the bath and away he went, found a nice little corner in the bedroom, spun himself a web and waited for the flies. Then there was Harry. He was a thin one of those with a little tiny body and long legs. He couldn't climb out the bath until he found the ladder. And then he went up the ladder and away he went and spun himself a web right near the desk, you know, near Graham's desk. And so it went on. All day long, the news got around, all the spiders heard. They've got a ladder at the Clacton Bugles. You can get out of the bath if you go there. And so they were climbing up the waste pipe, getting into the bath, climbing up the ladder and going into the house. And there were spiders everywhere. There were spiders on the ceiling, there were spiders on the floor, there were spiders on the pictures, there were spiders on the beds, there were cobwebs, there were spiders' eggs all over the doors. They had hundreds and hundreds of spiders in Mrs. Clacton Bugle's house, and Cuthbert said, you'll have to stop it, my dear, we can't go on like this. All the spiders in the town know about your ladder, and they're coming in and making themselves at home. I can't get rid of them, nor can you, and Mrs. Clacton Bugle said, oh, what a shame. And the parrot went and sat on the side of the bath, and as they were climbing up the ladder, he was saying, praise the Lord, brother. As each one got off the bath and went along the carpet, he was saying, praise the Lord, brother. They were getting out and escaping. But oh, what a mess. All the house was full of... Do you like spiders? Do you like spiders? Do you? And they crawl up your arms. Everywhere they went, there were spiders. Fat ones, thin ones, long ones, short ones, spiders everywhere. Cuthbert said, we'll have to stop it. And so one day, Myrtle went upstairs and she took the ladder away. She threw it away. I don't want any more spiders in my house. Do you like spiders? No. You don't like too many of them, do you? No, there's a verse in Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 27. And if you've got an NIV, it's just right for what I want to say. Anybody got an NIV? I know you're an authorised Bible church, and so am I. But the NIV's got it just right. Own up, who's got an NIV? Ephesians 4, 27. And do not give the devil a foothold. You see, Satan wants to get in to our hearts and lives, and if we are squeaky clean, like the bath is, you know, do you clean your bath? Do you use your bath? Or haven't you got a bath? Probably got a shower. But if the bath is squeaky clean, the spiders can't get up, can they? And if our hearts and lives are clean, Satan cannot get a foothold, and we can get rid of him by just turning the water on and washing him away. Isn't that great? And so Mrs. Clacton Bugle got rid of the ladder, and eventually she got rid of all the spiders that got in the house.